Today is Tuesday, February 26th, 2019. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by Atlas IED, innovative audio solutions for every business environment.
Today's Daily Download comes from ResiWeek 140. Matt Scott is joined by Rich Fregosa, Stephen Brauner, and myself, talking about AV appliances in the kitchen space. Rich Fregosa starts off talking about how integrators look at the kitchen to create unique AV solutions.
For integrators, it's always been a matter of how do you crack the code in a house? How do you crack the code with the design community? Some integrators are better at telling that story than others. The issue has always been, when dealing with the design community, is how do you package technology in a manner that it's approachable to people who view themselves as non-techie. You'll get that every time when you speak with somebody or with a designer. The first words that'll come out of their mouth is, I don't need anything fancy. I don't need anything. I just want it simple. And where we've always had an issue is we've never properly sold how simple works, what that technology does ease that concept. They think of technology, they think of complication for a variety of reasons, you know, whether it's their phones or their tablets or all of the other things that are going on. And we're seeing this already with the GAFA push it. You know, I mean, look at the variety of the home assistants, right? You know, you've got the Google, you've got the Apple version, you know, Echo's trying, you know, they're trying with the Echo Show. You know, Facebook just day before yesterday released their unit that they are absolutely planning on being in every kitchen in the country. I mean, let's take a look at where, you know, where is that place going to be? And the way the living styles have changed, the kitchen and the communal area, you know, that kitchen area is central to how people are living their lives. Everything emanates out from it. And you can see that in the architectural trends in terms of open floor concepts. So it is a continued evolution of these spaces and how do you get yourself in these spaces? By opening it up to designers, that is the sell, is saying, you know, this has nothing to do with you can call grandma while you're cooking, you know, hands-free. It is what Tim was talking about. You want to be able to go in, your hands are full. How can you achieve a goal in there? How is it relatable that they see as an everyday occurrence as opposed to kind of a feature or something that would be nice? And we're seeing it more and more with these activated devices. On the other side, where it's difficult for us, and just I think yesterday, Rich Storger from ADA wrote a piece called you know, what are we doing necessarily to the sound in these spaces? Where he said, you know, not every toaster needs to be a speaker. And so we also are on the flip side, which is we are also undercutting ourselves because we also are getting away from some of the premises of what we do as an industry as well. And bridging that all together. You know, I think that it's a good stepping stone. I think that there are more products out there that are coming from outside the CI market that are making it more palatable for designers and for homeowners to accept it into these spaces. And I think it's now just a matter of training our integrators to be able to use that as a launch off point.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This is AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.